1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As pro-Palestinian protests spread on college campuses, Republicans are calling on President Biden to do more.
The White House says President Biden has been monitoring the situation on college campuses across the country. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says he's been kept regularly updated. But she wouldn't say why the president has not spoken out directly on the protests.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
Jean-Pierre indicated the president has not spoken to officials at any of the universities impacted. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A judge in New York has set a new trial date for Harvey Weinstein later this year after an appeals court overturned the movie mogul's 2020 rape conviction due to a judge's error. The Fed board leaving interest rates unchanged, saying more work is needed to tame inflation before they lower interest rates. And severe storms expected in the Midwest again today as residents try to recover from earlier tornado outbreaks. This is ABC News. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene promising to bring a motion to vacate for House Speaker Mike Johnson next week, claiming he's turned his back on the Republican Party who elected him.
He voted to fight against Democrats, fight against the witch hunt against President Trump. But once he became Speaker, he has become a man that none of us recognize.
Several Democratic lawmakers have already vowed to block Greene's efforts to oust Johnson. Police in Wisconsin neutralized an active shooter situation outside a middle school in Mount Horeb Wednesday morning. No injuries reported, with the exception of the alleged assailant, and the entryway of the school was not breached, according to the school district. Reunification efforts for students and their families remain ongoing. People from around the world gathered to mark a day and advocate for workers. In Paris, police clashed with protesters in an attempt to clear the streets. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Protester encampments continue and grow at UW-Madison. WKOW-TV reports after a statement from the university asked students to comply with state law and take down their tents, more tents have been set up. Demonstrators tell the station that during a meeting they had with university leaders, the school set up a time frame of when the tents needed to be taken down before police would intervene. The protesters added that Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin had expressed interest in speaking with them, but they say they won't do so unless the student body can also have a seat at the table. A Milwaukee man accused of brutally killing his estranged wife is in custody in Minnesota. 41-year-old Gerard Stewart has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the death of Tamika Stewart, whose body was found April 17th in the trunk of her car on Milwaukee's North Side. An autopsy found she had been stabbed 49 times and had blunt force trauma to her head. The mother of 10 was reported missing 3 days before the discovery of her body. Prosecutors tied Gerard Stewart to Tamika's death following surveillance video and a GPS tracking device he was required to wear for a January domestic violence case involving Tamika. He's being held in a Minneapolis jail. The state Supreme Court says Milwaukee police correctly fired an officer for posting racist memes on social media.
The case stems from the 2018 arrest of then-Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown. Brown sued the city and the police for excessive force and named Officer Eric Andrade as part of that lawsuit. Andrade posted several racist memes to Facebook following the incident and was fired for violating the department's social media policies. In a 5-2 vote, the Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that the department correctly followed their stated policies and provided due process during the proceedings. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Windy today, with gusts peaking at 40 miles per hour under partly sunny skies. High temperatures will reach the mid-60s and by tomorrow become much cooler into the upper 50s. This as showers and thunderstorms strike early in the morning and linger throughout most of the day. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Tap for you here today with a lot of ground to cover, so let's get to it. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Long hours is the name of the game for farmers and ranchers. Cenex Premium Diesel helps to keep your trucks on the road. Learn more online at cenex.com. Coming up in segment two, it is the May episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association. We're going to talk about the relationship between corn growers and the pet food industry. After the bottom of the hour in segment three, we got the new tax credit announcement, the 40B tax credit, the GREET modeling for sustainable aviation fuel. We're going to discuss that and more with Donnell Rehagen from Clean Fuels Alliance America. And then at the end of the show, we're going to get an update on some trucking issues with our friends with OIDA, the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. George O'Connor with OIDA. He's going to join us coming up later in the show. Let's kick things off, though, and talk markets as we've officially flipped the calendar to the month of May. Christy Van On Sheseth with Van On & Company joins us here on AOA today. Christy, thanks so much for being back with us. Hope you're doing well.
I am. It's always so fun to be here. So thanks for the opportunity.
Well, let's dive in and talk markets. And it was a pretty risk off on Tuesday, really a sea of red. And I have to think some of the chatter I heard in the trade anyway was a lot of deliveries. And with first notice day, we had some outside market news that kind of gave us pressure and headwinds. And really just end of the month volatility seemed to be the name of the game on Tuesday. You get into Wednesday, it's a little more quiet and mixed as we officially start the month of May. And give us your assessment of where this grain trade sits here after a couple of days this week.
Yeah, you know, I think yesterday kind of started in those outside markets. So we, you know, if you come back and we like rewind about 6-7 months, really the rhetoric was that we would see interest rate cuts early into 2024 by midsummer. But most likely, you know, people felt very confident you would see them by the end of 2024. And then, you know, our inflation numbers, we were just continuing to get those inflation numbers coming in hot. And so we saw that kind of information. We have FOMC happening right now. We're going to get a decision from them today. They've been deliberating yesterday and today at 1 p.m. I do think that's where the risk off really started in those outside markets is the fact that not so much that we're going to see interest rate increases, but I just think that people are concerned that we're not going to see any action from them. And so you saw that selling pressure start. Gold's been so hot lately, that selling pressure, Bitcoin, all of those outside markets really started to get negatively red. And then it just felt like people were looking at that screen and saying, hey, it's the end of April. What else can we sell? And that selling pressure just came across. I think cattle markets had the reason to sell off just because of that information about testing ground beef. Not that that really changes much, but anytime you get those sort of news, risk off happens there. But there was a lot of red across the screen. And now it's, what do we do with this? We know that the forecast is very wet moving forward in these areas. We did get an aggressive planting pace coming into this kind of wet stretch with 27% planted on corn. But what do we do with it moving forward? And I think that's kind of what the market is trying to digest, is that we know producers are very good at their job and can plant a crop very fast. And so I think we're just a little too early to say, hey, is it still wet? Now, if we come in here Sunday evening and we have another wet forecast ahead of us, I think that's when this market is really going to put that risk premium in there. And we have to remember that managed money is aggressively short corn and soybeans. So if we get to the point where they kind of want to even up on positions, we build the weather premium in there. It could be a crazy couple of weeks, but we do need to see that wet forecast materialize. And that's such a double-edged sword. Do you want the crop planted or do you want the rain to get these markets higher? And I think most producers, they say, I'd rather have the crop planted and hope for opportunities down the road.
Yeah. To your point on the cattle side, I think we all know that news cycle is really kind of having the impact. I think June live cattle futures have lost a little over 350 of the past two trading sessions. So we'll watch the news cycle there. In terms of corn, Christy, someone made the comment to me yesterday that sideways here recently in corn is maybe good, not a bad thing, just with the fact that we've seen volatility in these other markets, yet corn, even though it hasn't really done much, it's kind of a win, just kind of holding here in this 440-ish level.
Yeah, I think, you know, if it's not dropping off, it's a win for most guys, except obviously those end users that, you know, those cattle guys. But for the most part, I was hoping you'd see a little bit more out of corn by now. So, you know, I really thought that this was corn's moment to shine over the last month. We've been really, you know, coming in here and cutting out some of the carryout levels. Yes, still a very large carryout domestically for corn, but you've been cutting down that carryout. You've been showing the demand. We got that friendly acre number. We're having a little bit of a wet start. There's all these stories. Managed money is aggressively short. Wheat had a fantastic April across the board. So I was hoping you could see more than corn. And when you aren't seeing that, it just makes me really nervous moving forward. So I am hoping that we can get to some of these price points. Ones that we're looking at is 487 very heavily for December 24 corn. That is about 20 cents away. And I do think that if we can get there, as a firm, we're going to be going aggressive at that point. If you look at 487 on a typical kind of carry that we can see, that gets you close to $5 for that Jan, Feb, March delivery on futures wise. And that's what we're really trying to make sure we're capturing, is that $5 mark. So we're hoping we can get there. But like I said, it's got to get up and going. It's got to do something. And same with soybeans. Soybeans had a horrible trade yesterday, blew through some very important resistance points. It's doing everything to try and bring some buyers in right now. But it has not been a pretty sight when you look at the soybean market.
You told me something we were chatting last week, and I think this is ever important to reiterate here, so I'm going to bring it up. The thought of get your orders working, right, Christy?
Yeah, I cannot stress that enough. A lot of trade happens overnight. It's very volatile. You get any sort of information, even like macro environment, any sort of war update in the Middle East or Russia and Ukraine, those things affect the market. And so it's very important because a lot of opportunity we have doesn't hang around. Like, for example, look at the corn market that we saw after the March report for the acre number. That was a very friendly report. It really felt like we could get to some of these price targets. And 2 days later, you're just worried about demand with bird flu, and that's a black swan that you can't control. And so you need to be working these orders because we don't know what can happen in overnight trade. If you're happy with them now, those working orders, keep them in there. You know, that's probably the demise of some producers, is that they work these orders. We get close to getting them hit, and then they say, you know what? I'm going to pull those orders because I think we have more. Work those orders, be happy with them, and hopefully those get hit. There's always other things you can do and just stagger those working orders.
Well, always appreciate a conversation. Where can folks reach out if they want to have talk to you, have questions about their marketing plan and more? Where can they get in touch with you there at Van Aan & Company?
Yeah, you can call us at 1-800-648-5494.
With that, Christy Van Aan Sheseth with Van Aan & Company. Always a pleasure, Christy. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next here on AOA, it is the May episode of The Monthly Grind. We're going to talk about the relationship between the corn industry and the pet food industry. That's coming up next here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. After long days in the field, equipment is subject to wear. Cenex premium lubricants help keep equipment protected. Learn more at Cenex.com. Back with AOA right after this.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Every minute matters on the farm and in the field. Bulk diesel fuel storage could boost productivity and maximize ROI. Learn more at your local Cenex location or visit Cenex.com for more information. All right, now it is time for the May episode of The Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association. This month we are discussing the relationship between corn and the pet food industry. Joining us first, Manager Market Development for the National Corn Growers Association, Michael Granche, is with us. Michael, it's good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jesse, a pleasure as always.
And also joining us this month, Vice Chair of the Market Development Action Team at NCGA, Kansas's own Chad Epler. Chad, good to have you on with us again.
Always great to be with you, Jesse.
Well, let's dive in. And Michael, set this up for us, because I know you are at the Pet Food Forum in Kansas City this week. And I know this is something we talked about on one of the first episodes of the Monthly Grind. Talk about kind of this overall relationship between the corn industry and the pet food industry. Can you kind of set this up for us?
Yeah, sure can. So, you know, the kind of running joke this week has been corn in your kibble, and that's more likely than you'd think, and that's a great thing. Our kind of strategy when we're approaching the pet food industry is kind of a two-pronged approach, which is first, corn is an ingredient, which could be food, can be treats. You know, think about your dog, your cat's, you know, morning kibble or some of those treats that you might feed for good behaviors throughout the day. And then the second fold to this is what we like to call beyond the bowl applications. And so that's things like biopreferred packaging solutions that maybe are utilizing cornstarch or maybe technologies for pet products. So one of the giveaways at our booth this week behind, besides some treats actually made out of corn flour specifically, but we also are handing out doggy pickup bags if you take your dog to town or whatever. But they've actually replaced all the petroleum in those with cornstarch. So you've got this really durable product that also biodegrades. So we've got a couple different lenses here we're approaching the industry with.
Well, and I think it all kind of speaks to, again, some of the different avenues that we can find for our corn and the great corn that we grow here across the country. And I know you guys have partnered on various studies and much more here. How about you, Michael?
Yeah, that's right. So we've been exhibiting at the Pet Food Forum event, which is one of the country's largest pet food exhibitions. And so this is my fifth year having a booth presence here sponsored by NCGA's Market Development Action Team. And so it's just been a fantastic opportunity for us every year to have this really good touch point with folks from all sectors of the industry where we get to sit down and have conversations about corn's competitive advantage as a feedstock and as a food ingredient. Here for the pet food industry. So we've also partnered on some research that came out of Kansas State with Dr. Greg Aldrich and his team when he was on staff. And so, we're handing out resources that are talking about the dietary benefits and actually for digestive health in our cats and dogs when featuring kibble that have corn. And on top of that, some of the research also concluded that corn is actually really good for the extrusion process. And so corn toasts really nicely. It browns really nicely. And so, when living in a world where there's been so much rhetoric around the grain-free movement for our cats and dogs, it's really important to have presence here to talk about so many of the benefits that corn provides for our pets that keep them healthy and living strong.
Chad, let's bring you in here and talk a little bit from your perspective, not only as a grower, but as the member of the Market Development Action Team. And you hear about, corn and pet food and that relationship. I mean, give us your thoughts on that. I don't know if it's something that maybe a lot of farmers, if they don't know about it, maybe aren't necessarily, it's not top of mind. They're thinking about corn as an ingredient for our pet food, right?
Yeah, so if I put on the pet owner hat for a little bit, my wife and I have a little dapple Dachshund, and we want what is absolutely best for her. And so whether that's the food or the treats, we want to make sure that it's healthy and that it's going to be good for her. And corn is a way to make sure that it's helping her immune system, that those treats that have corn ingredients is good for her body, her mind, and it's healthy. And so I think a lot of people miss that corn. I mean, we know that corn is, used for other animal feed, ethanol, things like that. But when you think about pet food, I mean, a lot of people have pets, a lot of people have dogs, and sometimes we get lost in the fact that, my gosh, this stuff that we grow here, this high quality, sustainable corn that we grow here, certainly in Kansas, as well as other states, can be used in what's good for our dogs at home, And that's really important to certainly my wife and I, but to a lot of people.
Well, and I think about this too, with the work that the Market Development Action Team does, we highlight this each and every month here on the Monthly Grind, just finding all these different avenues for corn as a as an ingredient, as a feedstock, et cetera. That is, that's it. What is at the heart of what you guys do with MDAT, isn't it, Chad?
Absolutely. So the corn industry moved nearly 2 million tons of product. If you think about that, 2 million tons of product. So as a grower, we want to make sure that we have the highest yield possible. And so when you have high yields, you have more corn. Well, when you have more corn, you have more to move. And so when you have more corn to move, then you have to find more ways to utilize that corn, whether it is the animal feed or, you know, for human consumption, or maybe a new use like sustainable aviation fuel or plastics going forward. Corn needs to be moved, and it doesn't matter, you know, to us as growers, where it goes. We want to make sure that it just gets moved. Stockpiles of corn doesn't help anybody. And so we want to make sure that our high quality corn gets moved. And remember, corn's sustainable, abundant, and affordable. And we want to try to get that moved domestically, export as much as we can. And part of MDAT is to find those uses and to be able to get that corn moved. And that's kind of, you know, our purpose of MDAT.
Well, Michael, let's bring you back in here as we kind of tie this all back together with the work you are doing this week at the Pet Food Forum and more, and to a lot of Chad's points, you know, finding all of these avenues for corn here for our corn growers in the country. And, you know, looking at some of the stats here, the partnerships you guys have in just the pet food industry alone, it's really important work you guys are doing, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think this is really where the importance of strategic partnership comes into place. You know, our team is tasked with the mission of finding homes, but it's not just finding, you know, homes for bushels. It's finding opportunities that allow America's corn farmers to remain competitive and profitable in their operations. And so, you know, we've part of our relationships, you know, we've work closely with the Institute for Feed Education and Research, along with the American Feed Industry Association. And, you know, Chad referenced that awesome study that we partnered with in 2020 that concluded that the American corn industry moved nearly 2 million tons of product solely in from the pet food industry. And so, you know, again, when we're positioning corn as this abundant, safe ingredient for our pets, for the livestock industry, for all of these other you know, value yielding applications for corn, you know, I think having that data top of mind is really important. And again, being able to work across all of these other partnerships that we've been able to build across the sector, so that we're all working together. And I think it's so important to keep in mind that rising tides lifts all boats.
Couldn't agree more. Chad, we got about a minute here. Any final thoughts from you as we talk about the relationship between corn and the pet food industry?
I just think it's important that people that are pet owners, like I had mentioned before, my wife and I have a little dog. Those people that have pets, dogs, cats, you think about what it can mean to have a good, healthy product in your in the diet of your pet. And corn provides that through, you know, providing the kibbles that are maybe toasted and formed better than, you know, other things. And dogs like the taste of that corn. And so it's really important that to us, a happy dog is a happy home. And whether you have dogs, cats, or whatever your pet is, that's really important. So we want to make sure that corn is utilized in the pet food industry, and we keep those partnerships healthy.
Learn more at ncga.com. With that, the May episode of the Monthly Grind. Michael, Chad, thank you both for joining us here this month. We appreciate it.
Pleasure always, Jesse. Jesse, if you're in Kansas City, swing by booth 1947.
Michael Granche and Chad Appler there with the National Corn Growers Association. That's going to do it for the May episode of the Monthly Grind here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. We'll be back with more. We'll talk sustainable aviation fuel on the way right after this.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk. Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Milk markets were mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 13 to 1853, July down 7 to 1883, August down 10 to 1888, September milk steady at 1905. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as there was really a lack of any support from market fundamentals to justify trading contracts higher, and no cash cattle trade has developed. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were also mostly lower as well as traders still watch lower pork cutout values. They're hoping for a better export report tomorrow, but today they continued to sell off the hogs. June live cattle down $1.12 to $173.85. May feeder cattle down $3.15 to $241.42. May hogs down $1.12 to $93.02. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly higher. Some of the forecasts are showing for additional rain in the corn and soybean belt that could slow planting progress that helped to support corn and bean markets. Wheat markets, on the other hand, mostly lower. The dollar at some highs, and Matif wheat markets were closed for the May Day holiday, and that pressured prices. New crop corn up 3.25 to 472.75. New crop beans up 5.5 to 1165. Chicago wheat May down 3.5 to 581.5. Minneapolis wheat May down 7.75 to 702.5.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here today on AOA, brought to you by our friends at Cenex. After long days in the field, equipment is subject to wear. Cenex premium lubricants help keep equipment protected. You can learn more at your nearest Cenex location or visit them online at cenex.com. Well, let's turn our attention to the ethanol biofuels industry and sustainable aviation fuel. The long-awaited SAF tax credit rules have been released here this week. Joining us now for a conversation on that and much more, he is the CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America. Donnell Rehagen is with us here today on the program. Donnell, thanks for being back with us on AOA. It's great to talk with you again.
Well, thank you as well, Jesse. Happy to be here.
Well, let's start with that SAF tax credit news. The Biden administration on Tuesday releasing details spelling out how ethanol and biodiesel producers can qualify for this $1.25 per gallon sustainable aviation fuel 40B tax credit. We got the updated GREET modeling here as well. And I know everyone in the industry reacting to this. It seems mostly favorable. It seems a lot of folks are saying this is a good groundwork, a good start. What are your thoughts? What is Clean Fuels' perspective on these tax credit rules?
Well, first of all, we're happy to have gotten the guidance. You know, the 40B passed as part of the IRA back in November of 2022. So it went into effect, a brand new SAF tax credit, January of 2023, and it expires at the end of this calendar year. So we've waited this long to get the guidance, so we're excited about finally having that. You know, we appreciate the fact that the USDA really stuck their nose in there to make sure that, you know, they're going to be able to incorporate some of the good climate smart agriculture practices, give farmers, you know, a little bit of a pat on the back for what they're doing to, you know, to take care of the climate, take care of what's going on. So we're happy about that, but there's still a lot of work to be done. You mentioned others are sort of generally positive. We are generally positive as well, but as I mentioned, there's quite a bit of work still to be done.
Well, and I know on the flip side of this, some folks have laid out their thoughts on there needs to be more work done. I know some folks in Congress have come out and maybe they're not as thrilled with the news. But to your point, I mean, it seems like that the federal government, the Treasury, USDA, et cetera, everyone, you know, we were talking about getting this back in March and delaying it now here a couple of months to try and get it maybe more right and at least giving us a decent framework here to hopefully start to build off of, though, right, Donnell?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned, this 40B tax credit, you know, expires at the end of this calendar year, and it's going to be replaced by a different tax mechanism, referred to as 45Z, and that's a clean fuel production credit. So that credit will take the place of 40B and will include SAF as well as biodiesel and renewable diesel. And so that's what's happening here is this guidance that's come out on 40B, we believe will be the framework for how 45Z, that will also, again, include biodiesel and renewable diesel, will be handled. So you're familiar with our blender's tax credit in the biodiesel world. It's been $1 a gallon for a number of years. That is changing come January of 2025, and that's what we're talking about here. So the mechanism that has been put into place for 40B, we believe, will be the mechanism for 45Z or something close to that, and that's going to be dictating the value of that credit after January. And again, we know it's not going to be a dollar anymore, but this rationale released in 40B starts to give us a little bit of insight as to how the government's going to look at our clean fuel production credit come January.
And Donnell, you know, thinking about biodiesel and renewable diesel specifically, you know, there's many different things that have been talked about as feedstocks. But are you optimistic that this is going to open up this pathway a little bit more for that segment of the industry here as a feedstock for SAF?
Well, I think so. Absolutely. I mean, that was the goal, right? 40B is a sustainable aviation fuel tax credit. None existed prior to that. So that was the government back in 2022 saying, we want to kickstart this sustainable aviation fuel industry. And so, again, it will all roll into 45Z come January, and it's all about carbon reduction. And so the feedstocks have a big part to play in the finished fuel and the carbon intensity of that finished fuel. And as I mentioned, you know, luck, fortunately here, the government's also acknowledging the great work that our nation's farmers are doing to incorporate climate smart agriculture. And they're going to start to reward that by allowing that to be factors in reducing the CI scores for soy, for feedstocks like soy and corn.
We're talking with Donnell Rehagen, CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America. Donnell, let's talk about some other avenues here, new markets for biodiesel, renewable diesel, a lot of focus, of course, on SAF right now, but there's a lot of other opportunity out there, railroads, ships, marine vessels, you name it. Talk about some of those different markets that, that Clean Fuels has been watching, working on, excited about.
Jesse, we are very excited about those opportunities. You know, anytime you have a product like biodiesel, renewable diesel, the more market opportunities you have, the better that can be for you as a producer. And so this recent emergence of demand that's coming up in the form of rail and marine particularly presents huge opportunities for our industry. The U.S. rail industry is about a 4 billion gallon a year industry. And so that's an opportunity that's emerging much more now because of corporate, I think, because of corporate sustainability goals. You and I probably get a lot of our goods now delivered to our front porch, right? We get home and there's Amazon or whomever dropping goods at our front porch that we've ordered. And those have to make their way around the globe some way, and typically that involves diesel engines, either in rail or marine vessels or over-the-road trucks. And so we are now being looked at by rail and marine as a way to immediately decarbonize their transportation and therefore the transportation of the goods that their customers are wanting to receive in a much more sustainable way.
And I know, too, that, you know, thinking about the use of renewable diesel, biodiesel, and a lot of the work of, you know, cutting carbon emissions and things, I think about, for instance, you know, currently trains, railroads, I mean, there's talk of getting electric trains that may not be as efficient. So, you know, maybe leaning a little bit more into biodiesel and renewable diesel can really kind of make up some of that ground that we're trying to cut our carbon emissions, you know, specifically on the railroad side, Donnell.
Well, you know, you're looking really in a little different, but a similar way, right? I mean, you're talking about major, large engines in these locomotives. Yeah. The same way in an airplane, right? And so there's a lot of power demanded of those engines. And, you know, batteries and electric might just not be the right solution, or certainly near-term solution. So I think you're exactly right. The railroads are saying, hey, we need to do something today. We can't wait for technology that might be 10 or 20 or 30 years down the road. And we can be doing something today. And so that's where, you know, we've been able to be much more engaged with them than we would have been maybe a decade or so ago. And so we're excited about that.
There's been a lot of state policy news here recently surrounding biodiesel and renewable diesel, et cetera. I think I recently saw some news out of New Mexico. What are some different things happening at the state level, Donnell?
Well, a lot of the states are getting very active in what I would call clean fuel initiatives, clean transportation initiatives. There's that kind of encompasses a lot of different mechanisms. Some states look at incentivizing the use of these cleaner fuels by either production credits or credits at the pump. And so New Mexico has passed basically a clean fuel standard for the state of Mexico that will kind of increase the blends of our fuels into diesel fuel in New Mexico. So that's just an example. We see that sort of mechanism used a lot. And there's a number of other states that are looking at their own types of initiatives as well. Some much more elaborate and expansive than that, but some just as simple as that as well. And all of those together really do make up a big amount of difference for our industry and create a lot of new demand and a lot of new excitement.
Well, turning our attention real quick to national policy as well as we kind of wrap things up here, Donnell, any big things that you guys are watching in terms of work being done on Capitol Hill or things with EPA, anything else you would want to mention that you're keeping a close eye on here today?
Well, certainly we always talk about the renewable fuel standard, Jesse, and we never take our eye off of that. And so, you know, the EPA a couple of years ago released a 3-year volume for us, which we were disappointed in. And so really by this fall, November of 2024, they should be releasing their proposed volumes for 2026. Yeah, I meant 2026. So 2026 and beyond. So we are working with the EPA on what the potential is for our industry, what feedstocks looks like, production volumes, so that we can try to help them get it closer to right the next time. It is an election year. I guess you maybe heard that, right? Mm-hmm. And so whether those volumes will really come out in November is a little bit of a question mark. But that is the timeline the EPA is on. So we do know that they are working on their homework assignment as we speak, and so we are engaging with that. We really, really need them to do a better job of seeing the opportunity and the possibility that our industry has, and to recognize that with volumes in out years versus what they did this last time, kind of putting a little bit of a lid on our industry that we weren't very excited about.
Yeah, a lot of benchmarks in front of us here that we got to pay attention to. Folks can stay up to date, cleanfuels.org. Donnell Rehagen, CEO, Clean Fuels Alliance America. Donnell, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, sir. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jesse.
Donnell Rehagen there with Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good stuff, good thoughts, as always, from Donnell. All right, coming up next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. We'll wrap up the show. We'll talk with George O'Connor from OIDA. We'll talk trucking issues next on AOA.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, as we examine how the modern cooperative system solves today's biggest challenges. We'll be talking to CHS experts and farmers and ranchers just like you, and we'll learn how cooperatives apply innovation and technology to help co-op owners get more value every day. Join us Around the Table every Tuesday, or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net.
If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Long hours is the name of the game for farmers, ranchers, and fleet operators. Cenex Premium Diesel helps to keep your trucks on the road. Learn more online at cenex.com. Speaking of keeping trucks on the road, let's talk about some various trucking issues here as we get towards the end of today's show. Joining us now for a conversation, George O'Connor, Government Affairs and Director of Communications for the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, OIDA, is with us here today. George, it's great to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jesse, good to be here. Yeah, just a little background on OIDA. We represent about 150,000 small business truckers all across the country.
Well, I know you guys have been fighting hard on various legislation and more, and a lot of different news items that could impact the trucking industry. George, let's catch up on the speed limiter rulemaking. This is something we've talked about with OIDA before here on the show. What's the latest in terms of where this speed limiting mandate rulemaking, where does all of this legislation stand right now?
I tell you what, I wish I could give you some detail, but FMCSA, the regulatory body under the Department of Transportation, issuing the rulemaking has continued to kick this can down the road. Which, on the one hand, we're not too sad about that because we don't want it to go into effect. But they originally promised that they'd have it out by the end of last year in December of 2023. Then they said May of this year. And it doesn't look like they're going to meet that deadline. So they're getting closer and closer to a presidential election. So it gets a little dicier with controversial rulemakings when you get closer and closer to November. So we'll see what happens by the end of the year, but it's looking less and less likely. But the bottom line from our perspective is that, what they're considering, FMCSA and USDOT, is a mandate of speed limiters on all Class 8 semi-trucks that could be 65, 68, 70 miles per hour. From our perspective, one, it's a competitive disadvantage for small business truckers because some of the larger fleets already have these speed limiting devices for fleet management, fuel efficiency, whatever their incentive is for doing so. But God bless them. If they want to do that, go for it. But in the meantime, small business truckers have been able to have a little bit more flexibility. And you know, the bigger fleets are saying, well, we don't like you guys having a competitive advantage, so we're going to work through the federal government to slow you all down too. So we don't like that too much, which is why we're fighting against it.
Well, and, you know, I've talked about this before. I know Louis Pugh with Ohio has been on, and just, you know, it seems like that the DOT and FMCSA are wanting to, you know, think they're making things safer by doing this. But, you know, in reality, if you get all the trucks slowed down, cars and trucks, you know, passenger cars and trucks going faster, it just, to me, it feels like it would make things more unsafe on the roads, right, George?
You're exactly right. And what we call this would be rolling roadblocks. And I'm sure some of your listeners, if, you know, even in a passenger vehicle, if you've been behind two trucks for multiple miles, let's say you're, you know, and they're side by side, they're passing each other at, you know, very, very slow rate. And, you know, you're stuck. So, you know, that can lead to road rage in some instances and, you know, unsafe driving behavior, people passing on shoulders. But even beyond just the side-by-side rolling roadblocks, even if, let's just say, the trucks were limited to the right lane, I mean, you still have the speed differential in places, let's say in Texas, where you got an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. And you've got trucks limited to 65 miles an hour, while you got a 15-mile-an-hour speed differential. And we've got scientific data that's coming from independent scientific data coming from academic research that you get almost 300% more interactions between vehicles with every 10-mile-per-hour differential. So widen that more, and, you know, it gets less and less safe. And interactions is passing, just getting side by side with a vehicle. So that's where accidents happen. So it really is unsafe, and all the data we're looking at indicates that this would actually decrease safety by increasing vehicle interactions. And some states are moving away from split speed limits for trucks and cars for this exact reason. Tennessee just did this about a month or so ago. They had a set speed for trucks, and they had a set speed for passenger vehicles, and they found that it was unsafe, so they moved away from it. So, you know, we've made our voice heard with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. About over 15,000 comments have been delivered to them that they are in the process of going through or have gone through. And let's see if they listen to the folks that are actually on the road.
George, we got about 45 seconds here. I hate to limit you on this other topic, but EPA's EV truck mandate, I know that is another big issue you guys are watching as well.
Absolutely. I mean, just given our short time here, internal combustion truck goes for about 180,000, and EV truck goes for about 400,000. And the EPA wants to mandate the purchase of EV trucks they'll phase it in, but by 2032, 25% of trucks sold will have to be EVs, essentially. So just consider what that'll do to the supply chain and the costs and just the overall limitations that we've heard from EVs all across the board. Apply that to the supply chain, and it's not a good picture.
Well, I know folks can learn more about that issue and all the issues you guys are fighting for online at OIDA.com, OOIDA.com. With that, George O'Connor with the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. George, thanks for joining us. We'll get you back on the show again real soon. Appreciate the time.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
George O'Connor there with OIDA joining us here today on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex Premium Lubricants and Premium Greases. Learn more at Cenex.com. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us here on the show. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 74% of young producers said they get their most important agricultural information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you're in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, Farm Radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Trains are everywhere. You should always expect one, even on private property. Only cross tracks at designated crossings that fit your equipment. If you don't fit, don't commit. Whenever you're operating, secure your load, raise your equipment, and avoid getting stuck or causing damage. Minimize distractions. Remember, noisy equipment drowns out the sound of a train. Unless you're crossing, always keep a safe distance from train tracks. Look, listen, live. For more info, go to oli.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She